Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, to become a doctor, you got to go through a lot. You got to study a lot. I went through 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency, which was a short residency compared to what surgeons and neurologists and anesthesiologists go through. But not only for me to become a doctor, do I need to pass my tests, do my training, get my licenses, do my background check. I have to have some sort of competency when it pertains to patient privacy. If you don't know how to keep a patient's personal medical information private, you can't be a doctor. You can't be a physician. And it is not that difficult to do. Whether you have a chart, whether you have an electronic chart, you know, you want to make sure your software isn't hacked. You want to make sure you have a process. You want to make sure your staff doesn't take anything home. Don't be taking charts home. Don't be taking software home. Don't be accessing things from home remotely. There should only be certain people that have that if they have to call in a prescription. But there's a process. And you always have to have privacy on your mind. If not, you can get into a lot of trouble. Well, we seem to have a classified document privacy problem when it comes to our politicians. And classified documents, right, which blows my mind. If any other country is watching what's happening in America, they're probably like, what the hell is going on? First of all, President Biden is at the Three Amigos Summit. Three Amigos. It's President of Mexico, Canadian Prime Minister, and Biden are the Three Amigos. All right, I might have called the summit a little differently, but that's where they are. And apparently, classified documents from, I think, the years 2013 to 2017 were found in one of Biden's old D.C. offices. And I think this happened in November, where one of his attorneys was boxing things up, found an envelope of classified documents, and there's stuff on Ukraine, Iran, and just sitting there in his office. Now, mind you, he was vice president till 2016. So I am sure, as vice president, he handled classified documents. But why is it sitting there in a random office? I think it was in a closet. CNN is reporting the documents were discovered when the president's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate office space at the Penn Biden Center in D.C. The president periodically used the space from mid-2017 to the start of the 2020 campaign. On the day of this discovery, November 2nd, 2022, the White House's counsel office notified the National Archives. The archives took possession of the materials the following morning. The discovery of these documents were made by the president's attorneys. The documents were not the subject of any previous request or inquiry by the archives. Since that discovery, the president's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in the process to ensure that any Obama-Biden administration records were appropriately in the possession of the archives. Now, the White House doesn't know what's in them. They had said there were fewer than a dozen. They were not particularly sensitive, and I don't think they're aware of what's in the classified documents, which kind of is surprising because just ask Biden. But my guess is everybody has. I mean, when President Trump's house got raided, one of the reasons why there was so much controversy wasn't that he had mementos or things from his presidency there. Don't all these people have stuff from the White House? Didn't he have a napkin that Kim Jong-un had put a note on, a cocktail napkin? I mean, everybody has said that when everybody left the office, they took things. In fact, President Clinton removed, and his team removed, all the W's from the keyboards. So when George W. Bush went into office, he had no W's there. We also heard that the White House was left a mess. It was like, it was a mess. Now, I don't know if it was a joke or if it was just, you know, not cool, but we know that Clinton and Bush are friends, but, I mean, he took the W's. That is government equipment. If you steal government equipment, don't you get in trouble? So, my guess is everybody, now that President Trump got raided with Mar-a-Lago, documents outside the White House or documents outside the archives will have to be a big deal. And I think it is a big deal because it shows that now the residences or the offices of our politicians could have troves of intel for our enemies. And I think every politician needs a talking to, saying just because something is classified and just because you have it in a closet doesn't mean it's kept safe. Now, I'm still shocked that we have paper copies now that everything's electronic. So I'm blown away that there's actually letters and pieces of paper. Nobody has paper. I don't have a letter from anybody. I mean, when I get Christmas cards, I almost don't know where to put them because they're paper. I'm so used to getting everything electronically. But we looks like I have a classified document problem. Now, either all individuals or politicians have had these at a remote location, and because they made a big deal with Trump, now we have to make a big deal with everybody else to be equal and fair, or nobody's supposed to. And when you're president or vice president, you're not supposed to take anything out of your office. That's why the vice president gets a big, beautiful home. But I'm under the impression that you do get to take something. I think Obama took stuff, Clinton took stuff. I thought everybody did. So now, the cat's out of the bag. If you're going to go after Trump, you got to go after everybody. And so now we have Biden, who has to now eat his words because he now had documents. Either way, our enemies are looking at us going, all right, we know where to hit. So I think we better be more careful and just keep all documents away from your homes and your offices. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners says that their boss keeps trying to have them work overtime and not paying them. And that's, it just can't happen. You know, there's the labor department, labor board that you could go to. But if you don't want to go that far, there's a way for you to handle it first. You could try it this way, and if it doesn't work, I would probably leave that job. Once you have to go to the labor board, it's not really a place you want to work at. But if you have a boss that wants you to work overtime, right, we need to break down exactly what that is. I've had some people who claim that their boss wants them to work overtime, and the boss said, no, they're staffed 5 days. Yeah, but I'm over on that fifth day. How are you over? How are you clocking in? If you're working 8 to 5 with an hour lunch, how are you over 40 hours? And so, you know, sometimes it's, you know, there's more than meets the eye. But how many people feel they are working overtime, is they will get a text or a call or an email after hours. And managers notoriously will get this. And the reason is there may be a sort of communication that the boss needs to send saying, look, I heard so-and-so is going to be out Monday morning. So I want to give you a heads up that this person is going to be out. Now, we might need to staff. We might need to. And so sometimes people appreciate that heads up. Some of them, no, they don't want to be bothered on the weekend. That's something you need to figure out and decide ahead of time. You know, if there's an issue that comes up on the weekend before Monday, when do you want to know about it? Do you want to know about it at 8:01 a.m. on Monday? Or do you want me to send you some communication or forward something? Now, I like to err on the side of caution. I don't want anybody to say I kept anything from them or I surprised them. So I will, if you want to close off your email and your electronics, go ahead. I'll send the message, and then whenever you do open up at 8 a.m. on Monday, you'll have my message there from the weekend. But if people say, oh, well, they emailed me, and I should have gotten paid for reading that email on the weekend, well, then, you know, shut your emails down. Shut your emails off. But the thing is we have a type of world and workplace where things just don't happen 8 to 5. In the government, they do. Trust me, they stick with that. If it's a holiday, if it's a, you can be sure they are going to be off. Why not? But in real life, things happen. The hospital doesn't have a Monday through Friday. Right? The farm doesn't have a Monday through Friday. Retail, Walmart, right? They have Saturdays and Sundays. We live in a society where people do not want the world to stop on Saturday and Sunday. They want to be able to go for brunch. They want to go out on a date. They want to go to a movie. So that does require there to be discussions on weekends. But we do have employers that will take advantage. They don't want to pay extra. So that what needs to be set up ahead of time is, all right, look, you are going to work 39 hours instead of 40, but that hour, if you're okay with it, will allow an occasional text or an occasional to, you know, will you feel compensated enough for that? Now, for me, whenever I was an employee, I just want the job done. So if there's something that needs to be done, I worked weekends, even on my 8 to 5 job, because if something needs to get done, I want to get it done. I'm going to get it done. And, students appreciated that I worked on the weekends. If there's a task, I get the task done. Then maybe I can take off a little bit during the week. And so find out who your employee is and what makes them tick. If they're like, look, I don't want to be micromanaged. I don't want somebody watching to make sure I'm working all 40 hours, that I'm not leaving early. And some bosses know that people do that. They will leave early, or they'll stick around the time clock late so they could punch out and get that extra 7 minutes. I saw that one time. I was trying to punch out of a job I was working at, and everybody's standing in line going, oh, is it broken? They're like, no, we're going to wait till after the 7 minute mark, because then it goes to the 15 minutes and then we get an extra quarter hour pay. Ah, so everybody is standing around the time clock waiting to clock out, so it adds an extra 7 free minutes. That's a, you know, I've seen people do that. I mean, as an employer, that has to stink, that you are paying for people standing around finding a loophole. Well, we're being told that there's a loophole some bosses are doing. U.S. firms are giving employees job titles to try to deny them overtime pay, exploiting a loophole in federal law. This is being reported by Harvard Business School. Researchers uncovered a five-fold jump in appointments of managers earning just above a weekly salary threshold of $455, meaning they could work more than 40 hours per week without meeting overtime pay. They found more workers getting these dubious job titles like assistant bingo manager or director of first impressions, which translates as a front desk attendant, in order to avoid paying overtime wages. They say by misclassifying workers, U.S. firms can save $4 billion each year. Now, this was a paper released by the National Bureau of Economic Research. They said there's a systematic, robust, and sharp increase in firms using managerial titles around the federal regulatory threshold that allows them to avoid paying for overtime. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, companies need not pay overtime to those classified as managers earning above $23,660 per year, as long as the hours go hand-in-hand with high-level jobs. But researchers say the system is being gamed by these employers who dole out fancy job titles so they could work staff 60-hour weeks without extra pay. And I told you guys, there's enough jobs right now for you to get where if that's what your boss is doing, just get out of there. They say examples include booking clerks titled lead reservationists, restaurant hosts as guest experience leaders, carpet cleaners as carpet shampoo managers, and barbers as grooming managers. So they say employees could then lose 13.5% of their annual salary. Panera Bread's top franchise, they said, was in 2020 ordered to pay $4.6 million after 900 Ohio staffers, which the firm called assistant managers, sued for overtime violations under the Fair Labor Standards Act. And another, so-called store managers at Family Dollar Store, were tasked with stacking shelves, unloading trucks, cleaning and other non-managerial tasks, and working 90 hours per week without overtime. That's not cool. So the class action lawsuit filed in 2008 ultimately saw 1,400 employees get $35 million in unpaid overtime pay. So here's the thing. You know, every time an employer is told they have to do something, they're going to find ways around it because it costs them. So remember in California, they're piloting where, or it might be a law now, where you have to pay a person 40 hours a week but let them go after 32 hours, so you give them 8 hours free pay? I mean, that, you know, being devil's advocate, that's got to stink for employers where they're paying 8 hours of salary for somebody not there. And they have to, on top of that, pay for somebody else to be there because that person's not there. So, employers are going to find ways to make their bottom line. If they don't, they close down. You know, we're seeing the strike in New York with New York nurses saying they're understaffed, and all they get is a pizza party when they're overworked and underpaid, and I get that. I don't blame them for being upset. But if these hospitals can't afford to pay what new nurses want, you know, they close. There's only so much you could do. Me, I could afford my staff, but I couldn't afford everything else when nobody was paying their bills. When with Obamacare, everybody had high deductibles and insurance wasn't paying. We would have no money coming in from the insurance companies, and it would just say, bill the patient for 30, bill the patient for 25. Patients wouldn't pay. Eventually, we had to close. When I got offered a job to teach, I'm like, you know what, I could try doing this for another year or two, but forget it. And thank God, because that was before COVID. And if COVID hit, there's no way I could have kept my office open. With no PPE, you know, staff making more on unemployment, patients wanting to do telemedicine. So it worked out for me, but it didn't work out from a business model. So, you know, if you are noticing you're working overtime, all right, don't. You know, but sometimes a better way is to work with your boss saying, look, is it that you need all hands on deck, or is it just you need something done? If you need something done, if I do it under 40 hours, can I have that time off? 1-877-DOLLAR, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Roar of waves crashing ashore in Santa Cruz, California. About 90% of everyone in the Golden State's under a flood watch as rainfall totals hit as much as 2 feet over the past 2 days. It's not so bad in Santa Barbara for now, according to Mayor Randy Rouse.
Our most urgent concern is actually at this point in time is cleaning up and preparing for the next wave that's coming in probably Saturday.
In the meantime, evacuation orders are up all over the state. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is kicking Democrats Adam Schiff, Ilhan Omar, and Eric Swalwell off their top committee assignments, fulfilling a campaign promise. President Biden's meeting with the leaders of Canada and Mexico at the North American Summit in Mexico City. The three leaders are expected to announce a new deal on immigration. The streets of Athens, Georgia will be bursting Saturday. Bulldogs fans celebrate the win for the college national championship. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have spoken to many of you who have said that your long COVID is unique, and that some of you are having the cough, some of you are having the chronic fatigue, some of you are having chronic GI issues. You're all right. Long COVID can manifest in a whole bunch of different types, and one study has divided it into four subtypes. One in five adults are being impacted by long COVID under the age of 65. That's a lot of us. If I was affected by anything, it was the fatigue. I get tired a lot more easily, and my memory is different. And also my singing voice is different. I used to sing off key often. Now I sing off key all the time. That's new for me, because sometimes I can hit the note. I can't hit the note anymore. It's a problem. So the study was published in the journal Nature Medicine. It looked at clusters of symptoms in about 35,000 patients with long COVID. Each patient had at least one lingering symptom after having COVID that lasted between 30 and 180 days after they had the virus. So even though there's been a lot of different definitions of the post-sequelae or long COVID, it's if you're still sick after a month or you have a symptom that persists anywhere from a month to 6 months, they called that long COVID. They looked at 137 different symptoms, and they found that the subtypes include, one, conditions that involve the cardiac and renal systems, so heart and kidney. Two was conditions that impact the respiratory system, sleep, and anxiety problems. Three was musculoskeletal and nervous systems. Like, remember we had that one gentleman that had restless anal syndrome? Or rather than restless leg syndrome, his anus kept being uncomfortable and he had to get treated for that. And then conditions that impact the digestive and respiratory systems. So according to their findings, the subtype impacting cardiac and renal was the most common. 34% of patients fell into this category. 33% fell into the respiratory symptoms, anxiety, lingering headaches, and insomnia. Then 23% had the musculoskeletal and nervous system, and then 10% had issues with the gut. I talked to a patient yesterday who had long COVID that affected her gut and her GI tract. Now, it could just be the virus affected her pancreas, and she was having chronic pancreatitis, and it could be, you know, something secondary to COVID, but it can happen. So long COVID symptoms could be anything. Fatigue, fever, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, cough, chest pain, heart palpitations, brain fog, headaches, sleep problems, dizziness, pins and needles, change in smell or taste, loss of taste or smell, anxiety, digestive issues like diarrhea, stomach pain, nausea. Nausea is also one. Joint or muscle pain, rash, changes in menstrual cycles. But COVID can definitely run you through the ringer. And so what now? So, okay, we know subtypes. Now what do we do? Well, remember I told you guys that in my family, my brother was a lunger, I was a throater, and my sister was a headacher. You guys are like, what the hell are you talking about? Well, whenever I got sick, I always had a sore throat. Just always it was a sore throat, my number one sign. When my brother got sick, it was always about his lungs, one of my brothers. And my sister would always have a bad headache. And I learned very early on that it's not the virus that will always dictate the symptoms. It's who you are. And so as a young kid, I was like, well, I'm a throater, right? Because it always affects my throat. I'm wondering if that could be also what's going on with this. Some of you, remember we were talking about the different COVID clusters where some of you would have the respiratory issues, but then some of you would just have GI symptoms. And many of you asked, how are people having diarrhea and nausea when it's a respiratory virus? That's like, well, because their COVID might have affected more GI than respiratory. We have ACE2 receptors throughout our body. So I think we have these predilections, or we have these vulnerabilities. Or maybe our respiratory system is pretty strong for some, but our GI system is not. Now, when I got COVID, bad, bad headache. Sore throat wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And I did get the cough, so I think I got the more classic symptoms. So I, you know, because I was wondering, well, maybe if I'm a throater, my COVID would be more long-term throat issues. It did affect my singing, so maybe. But sometimes it's just the virus affects your body. Sometimes it's how your body reacts. Same thing with, you know, one of my colleagues in medical school said, you could throw the bacteria strep pneumonia into a room full of people. One person, or you could throw strep, let's say. One person will get a sore throat. One might get pneumonia. One might get an ear infection. And one might get nothing. Well, same thing with COVID. You could throw COVID in the room. Some people get diarrhea. Some people get lung issues. Some people... So it's different strokes for different folks. And if we identify who you are, then maybe there could be certain medications that might work. This is why we do have to look at ivermectin. We do have to look at hydroxychloroquine. We might even have to look at Luvox and SSRI. If you are a GI-sensitive person with COVID and prone to long GI COVID, maybe these SSRIs could help you because we know our bowels have SSRI receptors. So there's some real room for research. And I hope to high God they don't let politics get in the way. Going, well, that could mean maybe there's a role for ivermectin for some. I do believe there's a role for some. I also believe that for some people, the COVID-19 vaccine is exactly what they needed to protect against COVID. And then I think I have others where it didn't ejectively squat. We're different. So our approach to COVID has to, be understandable that we are different. We're individual. Which is why we have to be very careful with mandates. For some people, the mask helped them. Patients told me, look, I was anti-mask mandate, but Dr. Dahlia, I think the mask protected me because I didn't get sick. That's fine. And you might like wearing the masks. The mask might work for you. If that's what you want, all the power to you. When I see somebody wearing a mask, I don't think about politics or them making a statement. I'm like, they have a situation, they think the mask helps, that's great. How many of us, when we watch football, have certain, little things we do in terms of our lucky charms? We do that because if that works for you, fine. We might go, oh, well, you're weird, or why would you do that, or that makes no sense. Hey, I want Dallas to win, cut me some slack, Jack. Although, man, I wish I had my lucky charms last Sunday. Boy, they messed up. So, different strokes for different folks. And I think that is how we have to approach this. Now, many of you will say, but Dr. Dahlia, a Z-Pak works for my cold. A Z-Pak worked for me for COVID, and the doctor wouldn't give it to me. I get that. A lot of you had noticed the antibiotic helped you. I get that. And the CDC would rather you use Paxlovid, the antiviral medication, because that's what the studies show. I get that. It's just with antibiotic shortages and overprescribing, we're limited. But when somebody says the antibiotic worked on my virus, I believe them. There's women that don't have any evidence of UTI, but they take an antibiotic and their UTI symptoms go away. Maybe there's an anti-inflammatory component. But while we're having issues with our drugs not working, resistance and short supplies of them, we have to use caution. So, talk to your doctor. There will be, there's going to be a lot of debate to what comes of this. But if you do suffer from long COVID, get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So thousands of Californians have had to flee their homes as severe weather continues to batter the state. I believe the death toll has been about 15, and one of them includes a child who is currently missing. Massive swaths of power outages have been reported. Moderate to heavy rains are expected to continue to hammer much of California. A fresh low-pressure system is barreling towards the state as part of a, quote, parade of cyclones. It prompted a string of rescues today. Homes were flooded, streets transformed into rivers and cars. They were swamped amid this deluge. One person was killed in Avila Beach, which is 180 miles north of L.A. The vehicle was overtaken by water. This is according to the San Luis Obispo County Office of Emergency Services. A child is missing after being swept away when floodwaters swamped a vehicle in the northern section of the county. The church for the child was called off due to extreme conditions, but then I believe they were able to start looking again as of today. But from what we understand, the child is still missing.
As of 9 a.m. today, more than 216,000 utility customers are without power across California, according to Power Outage U.S., at least 14,000 of them in Sacramento County alone. These heavy rains across the state were supposed to wind down before another rash came. They say this endless onslaught of potential systems with atmospheric rivers of moisture continue to inundate California. And again, having dealt with the drought, this isn't as welcomed as you would think, because again, with floodwaters, there's only so much they could do if they don't have enough of an infrastructure to hold and utilize the water. Yeah, you know, we really need to have that, you know, slow and steady wins the race, or the, you know, throughout the year. But when you go for years of drought, then all of a sudden you get just pounded with rain. And of course, there's this back and forth going, well, is this climate change? If the drought was climate change, then is the flooding climate change too? The climate always changes. You know, I think whether there's a drought or whether there's flooding, if you want to eat a hamburger, eat a hamburger. That's how I look at it. But yes, we have a very, we have tumultuous weather patterns. We always have. I mean, the Grand Canyon was not built after the Model T Ford got launched. The Grand Canyon was there way before we had cars and emissions. So things happen, but we need to, I think, spend a little bit more time on preparatory type stuff, on how to withstand weather a little better than some of the other BS that we've been spending some of our money on. So they say moderate to heavy rains are expected across much of California through Tuesday and into the night. Several more feet of snow were expected to accumulate along the Sierra Nevada. Heavy rains are expected to worsen the ongoing flooding and prolong the risk of flash flooding. I am going to be up at Tahoe. I don't know if I'm going to go skiing. I don't know if I'm going to have time. But I have a conference, and I am headed to Tahoe. And it's going to be interesting to see if I could get some time in the powder. Officials issued immediate evacuation orders Monday for the entire community of Montecito. That is where Prince Harry and his wife and other celebrities are. Santa Barbara, other nearby towns have had heightened flood and mudslide hazards. In Montecito, the order was issued based on the continuing high rate of rainfall, with no indication that there was going to be any change. Heavy rainfall in the area, there is 10,000 people already dealing with flooded roads and creeks. All commercial flights have been canceled in Santa Barbara Airport. Until further notice, the terminal is closed. Chatsworth, a suburban neighborhood of L.A., four people were trapped in their cars because their cars were swallowed by a sinkhole. That left an entire road compromised. Two people were able to get themselves out of the sinkhole. Firefighters were luckily able to extricate the other two. Mariana Aldana, a 26-year-old who lives in northern L.A. County, a community of Lancaster, said that the sidewalks in her suburb were swallowed up by rainwaters. She was in her dad's truck, and she wasn't in her normal Toyota Corolla. Again, that, you know, argument for you got to have your truck, got to be able to function in the rain. Sadly, we have a 5-year-old boy in San Luis Obispo. The search has now resumed, and they are looking for him. Two motorists have died due to a downed motorist in California's San Joaquin Valley, according to CNN. Was on State Route 99 when a tree fell on them. So it was a large eucalyptus tree that actually fell on their Ford pickup truck, killed the driver. The tree was downed by the powerful storm, blocked all northbound lanes of the freeway. Pretty large tree. And then sections of the freeway washed over in Ventura County, so that can't be usable. And then the sinkhole, if you look at the sinkhole, it's a car that fell through the asphalt. When the ground beneath it sunk, it pulled the street, pulled the car, and the California Lieutenant Governor is telling the Golden State residents to prepare for more rain. We'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who is an Obama-era official. He was the White House oncologist. He also architected Obamacare. Says he was going to refuse all medical treatment after he turned 75 years old. He thinks that if you live to an age too old, it could burden loved ones. So the oncologist and one of the architects of Obamacare said, don't be giving me any treatment over age 75. Now, I know a lot of people are thinking, speak for yourself. I hope you're not trying to ask that all of America have that attitude. But, and a lot of doctors think that way, going, I'm not going to want chemo, I'm not going to want the colonoscopies, I'm not going to want the mammogram, just let me do whatever. And I get that. I get that, but that's not a policy I want to see. And I definitely don't want to see that in any Obamacare updates. But Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel is currently 65. He says that medical leaps made over the last 200 years will, to him, after age 75, mean nothing, and he's not going to try to cheat death. Even though he has dedicated most of his career to saving the lives, he thinks old age can become a burden of society and loved ones. Now, this is something that makes people a little nervous. The average American lives a little bit over 77 years. We have a lot of people living well into their 90s, such as Barbara Walters. And many people were concerned with Obamacare and quote-unquote death panels, where older people will be discriminated against in terms of treatment because of their burden potential, potentially, unquote. And that makes people nervous. And so it's interesting to see, if you start to have doctors speak out like this, if this is going to be something that might start becoming a trend. Now, you know, I told my kids, with my age now, you do everything. When it comes to the time when I'm older, I'm not going to want to be a burden on them. But I also don't want them to pull the plug too soon. Okay, I am hoping to still bring a lot to this earth and do a lot for this earth and for my kids and family well into however long God allows me to live. But I do understand and I do see families where the family member is kept alive and suffering, and sometimes it's a decision that the family member and the family has to make. But I also see laziness. And I do see sometimes in families, they're like, look, I have nobody to help me. And there's no one that, nobody in our family wants to help. And I have to take on the financial burden of getting them a nurse. I have to go into complete debt trying to get them care. That doesn't mean you let them die. But we do have an issue with how do we take care of our older individuals. And I don't want the answer to be, well, don't do medical interventions. I want the answer, well, let's come up with a better system. They put money into Medicare and Social Security. Why don't they get out what they put in? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EZR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.